As it being Monday morning, it's time to chat to Peter Allam, our legal eagle. And today we're talking about buying property. Peter, very good morning. Welcome on this very sunny Monday morning.
Yeah, it's a beautiful morning. Been a lovely weekend as well. Yesterday was great. And our camp is full. I call it our camp at this time of the year because it's got that hot. I mean, that... what do you call it? Season feeling already.
Yes,
yes. People have arrived. People are enjoying it. I see a number of kids have been taken out of school and are there with their families already. Anyway, that's where it is.
Mm.
The festive season has started. There's no doubt about it. We start our chats as we do every year on the festive season. I will have it ready for you to publish, put onto our group and your group.
Okay.
Today, we'll start with the property side of it. It's that time of the year where it's a crazy season. It brings back what you and I say all year, think before you ink. Don't buy on instinct. Don't see and want something different and something nice. I always say it's like an ice cream. When you see somebody eating a nice ice cream, all you want to do is go and buy yourself a nice cone with a nice topping on it from one of the places that do ice cream because it looks so good. You know, you forget about that you may be a diabetic or that you shouldn't be eating that and all the rest of it. So property is the same, you know. Don't be silly. Don't buy on instinct. Make sure that you know what it is. So if we look at it, the first season is known to be a thing. People tend to buy or sell a home, a beach house, or the like. It is also a season where people travel to another town, find something they like, or enjoy the beaches there, or enjoy the game park there, and all of a sudden they get a bee in their bonnet and decide to maybe buy a holiday beach home, or in some instances people even move towns and go settle down somewhere else in that quick instinct shock move. If you're one of those parties who are going to buy or sell a home at this time of the year, you need to ensure that you are guided by a knowledgeable agent, or better still, in my opinion, by an attorney who can assist you to make the right decision. Clearly, do not rush into a purchase. By signing without giving it proper thought, you can indeed realize that you've made a major mistake. You know, do the right thing. Contact your attorney, sit down and discuss it and make sure that you are doing something that is correct, that you've made the right decision, that it's not just instinct buying. You know, you need to sum up. You might be in a situation where your kids are with you for the last time because they're leaving home and going to varsity or something like that. So you're having this great holiday down on the East Coast and you've got this holiday home that's for sale, it's at a good price and you want to buy it. Make sure that what you imagine you are purchasing as well is what you are purchasing. You know, make sure that you've gone through the snags, that you know what the position is. Like I say as well, it's very important that you get access to the constitution, to the home rules if you're buying in a complex. Gated areas these days are very sensitive. You know, short-term leases is a very contentious issue in a number of them as well, and needs to be checked. You need to make sure that you know exactly what it is. So don't just buy. You know, a lot of people also listen to pub talk at this time of the year. You're in a restaurant or you know, they also listen to what is insider trading, which means that it's confidential or non-public information that has been overheard or received some and then find that they've entered into a deal which is not quite correct, not quite what they thought they were buying. Sometimes these deals are favorable. I'm not going to say all deals go sour, but make sure that you are careful and that you're doing the right thing and that you understand fully what you are purchasing. Another aspect that I find strange at this time of the year is, and it's already out there, I've got so many people that have phoned, Al, we need to form a trust quickly. We're going to be buying property. And I say, why? You know, don't listen to people when they tell you to put your home into a trust or a company or something like that. Get legal advice in that regard. And, you know, at Allam's, we will guide you. We will tell you the differences that there are We will advise you to make contact with your accountant, someone who knows and understands your financial position, and who will be able to advise you more fully with regard to the rental income, short-term lease, you know, what you may receive, what income you may receive from the property, how it's going to affect you. It will affect your income tax. It will affect capital gains. There's transfer duty to be paid. The other costs to be paid. I had somebody the other day that bought for something like $3.2 million, and then when he realized that he needed to find another $600,000 for transfer duty,
he couldn't do it.
A little bit of, you know, they say, oh, geez, now I'm short. I only had the $3.2 million. What do I do? I don't have the money to pay the transfer duty. You know, so you've got to be careful there. A lot of parties are also VAT vendors, and that particular act must be taken into account if you're going to put it into a business that, you know, is a VAT vendor and that type of thing.
Right.
So when it comes to tax, there are exemptions as well. Make sure you know what you're buying. You know, you've got your primary residence that comes into effect and into the scenario as well. So as I say, make sure you know what you're letting yourself into. Then, you know, when you look at it more fully as well, what you've got is make sure that the agent has given you full details on the place.
Uh-huh.
You know, for example, you need to make sure that there are plans available. You need to know what the homeowner's rules are, the constitution, like we've mentioned, short-term leasing in particular. Can I lease whilst I'm upcountry in Johannesburg, weekends, and can I do an Airbnb? All those type of things are to be taken into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that then gets us to the next part of it. What all are you going to need? You know, if you, in a normal transfer, you know, you're going to need your ID document. You're going to need proof of residence, your marriage certificate, your marital status. If you're married by ANC, a copy of that.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need proof of income tax numbers. The transfer through, you're going to, as I mentioned, your proof of residence, you're going to have to fill in the FICA form. You need to ascertain the title deed from the person that's holding it to see what's contained in the title explained to you. If the property is bonded as well, you know, you need to make sure that the bond is cancelled. Don't forget, as a seller as well, that there are penalties for people that sell and don't give 3 months' notice and that type of thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, there are penalties that can come on for cancellation, which is prorated as the month goes by, but it's still there. Municipal account, yeah, there we go. You know, in particular, rates, water and lights, don't be caught with that. How many transfers don't we see where there's a holdup? Because the guy's never paid rates. I mean, out on the coast, I have so many people daily phoning and saying, but I've never received a rates count. How can they ask us for rates when they don't do anything for us?
Mm.
The rates is a government tax on the house, but nothing to do with the services provided. So you need to, if you're on the coast and you haven't had a rates account, find it. Because if it's huge, you're going to have to pay it. You're not going to have it written off like a lot of people say. You know, people come to me and say, they must write that off. They didn't send the account. There's no reason for them to send the account. So, you know, that's the private individuals, what you're going to need there. If you're buying in a PTY Limited, a CC or a trust, there are a whole lot of other documents. You need the ID of all directors, members, trustees. You need the proof of registration, a copy of the company document. You need a letter of authority. You need a resolution that goes with it. You know, proof of the income tax aspect and tax VAT position and that type of thing. And then once again, you need the, you know, the municipal account as well is important, like we've already mentioned. Out on the coast, you have Great Ty, you have Amatola, and you have
BCM.
You know, whatever other accounts there are. So be cautious. Make sure that you do a thorough investigation before you just buy. You know, buying by instinct does not help. You know, look for the loopholes. See what the negatives are. You know, have, And then, you know, the negatives versus the positives of what you got to put together. You know, do you need this home? Mm. Do you need a holiday home? You know, are you going to go back to the same place year after year? A lot of people are wealthy enough to go to different places and stay in different areas and enjoy that. So don't just go somewhere, oh, this is the this is now paradise and we want to be there. Be cautious, be careful. You know, other aspects that people must look into with the homeowners is not only the short-term leases, what's the position with pets? You know, a lot of people have got pets that they want to take with them. Dogs are good companions to a lot of people these days. And a lot of places you can't take pets. They don't allow it.
Yes.
Now, that's basically the Christmas chat that we have on property, Wayne. Got some questions for me? You normally do that.
Yeah, you know, just to reiterate, and it's become a theme and almost a Christmas tradition that we do on the show, where we just kind of warn people. You know, you come to your holiday home along the East Coast, wherever you're holidaying, and you think, wow, you know, this is the life. But reality kicks in early January, and you realize that you've got to travel for 12 hours from your place of residence to your holiday home if you want to use it. And suddenly that isn't quite as attractive as it used to be.
Yeah, that's a major factor. That is one of the factors. You know, people coming from Cape Town, people coming from Joburg, people coming from what they call round the corner, which is 6-7 hours Durban, you know, down. Yeah, it's a different coast. It's different. I mean, the Wild Coast game further up into the Transkei. People love it. You know, the seafood there is good. The fishing is good. But don't buy because of that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Make sure that you understand, am I going back to the same place? That's the, you know, do I want something? Are my kids at an age where, you know, we can go back and back? Kids' age must be taken into account back and back. I mean, you know, you get a lot of people that buy and buy successfully in the sense that the people are happy to go there every year. It's a meeting place.
Yeah.
You know, the kids come from varsity, the kids come from overseas, the kids come from all over, and that's your home. But, you know, you got to be careful. I mean, I know of a family that are down on our coast, and they had a big home with all the kids and all the grandkids fitted in there. But now one or two of them have gone to Australia, New Zealand, and all of a sudden the family home is not the place for Christmas. You know, it's a matter of shooting to New Zealand for a month and then Australia for a month so that they see the kids and the grandkids.
Yeah.
And back home, there's mommy and daddy in this big home that's got enough room to take everybody, but there's nobody to share.
Those are the realities. So as we say, you know, you've got to analyze all the conditions, not just, wow, you know, we've got a house full of people, it's all festive this year, but this time next year, everybody is scattered around the world, all the corners of the globe, and they're not coming home for Christmas.
That's it. And, you know, the other months, you know, you buy, when you first buy, you go Christmas, you go Easter, you go June, July holidays, you go October holidays, and then you say, oh, well, we can't go there four times a year, it's costing too much in petrol, and the distance, like you said, is a 12-hour drive. It's a bit far. So, you know, four times a year becomes two times a year, becomes once a year. You got to consider all that. So.
Indeed. So lots to think about. Don't just sign on that dotted line and sign an offer to purchase because it seems like a good idea on a Saturday evening after the rugby. Give it some thought. Peter, if somebody wants to get in touch, maybe they are thinking of doing something like this or they've got some questions, how can they get in touch with Alum's attorneys?
Yeah, they can find us at 6 Sansom Road in Berea, the little side street where Pep Stores is in Devra Avenue. Telephone 043-7211-018. I repeat that. 043-7211-018. You can phone in, make an appointment, and we'll gladly see you. Doesn't have to be this topic. It can be any topic. We're there to help you. And, of course, on Facebook, we add an S to our surname, so it becomes A-L-L-A-M-S, Alums. if you like us there, you'll see all the details and you'll see most of the weekly chats and summaries of it. Mm-hmm. And, of course, on our Arcoast FM as well, you'll find us there, the details.
Great. Peter, thank you very, very much. Have a good week and looking forward to chatting next week, Monday.
Super. Thanks,
Peter. Cheerio then.